أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا صدق الله العظيم Completing Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's incidents that will take place, we spoke about the emergence of the Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Thereafter, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will live in a period in which there will be great prosperity. It comes in a narration, a pomegranate will be sufficient for a meal for a person. The milk of one goat will be sufficient for an entire family. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will live for a further period of 7 years, and thereafter he will leave this world. Coming to Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. That certainly we had time and time again in different ways revealed different examples in this Qur'an, لِلنَّاسِ, for mankind. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. And most of mankind is quarrelsome of most things. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the condition of the disbelievers, that they are so quarrelsome as far as their lives in this world is concerned with regards to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have disputed that their entire lives. When they come on the day of Qiyamah also, they will dispute with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one hadith, one narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this dispute, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask a kafir, a person that denied Allah and he denied the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the other Anbiya, when Allah will ask them, how did you fare insofar as accepting the message of my messengers, they will reply, yes Allah, we accepted you also and we accepted your messengers. So that will be actually a lie that they will speak. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them that this, your book of deeds shows differently. So they will reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not take the book of deeds, we do not regard the book of deeds as anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say then that even the angels bear witness to that. So they will reply and they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we could not see the angels in the world, so we cannot take their evidence also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that even the Lawh-e Mahfuz, there also it has been recorded that you had denied me and you denied the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They will respond to that even that we do not know about that. Then, hence they will then say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not this day a day in which there will be no zulm, there will be no oppression? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply without doubt that everyone has been given an amnesty, everyone has been protected from zulm on the day of Qiyamah. Then they will say to Allah, we will only accept the evidence of things that we know about and we can see. In other words, ourselves, our bodies will give evidence, then we will believe whatever that evidence is. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the tongues, the mouths, and then the bodies will give evidence against them. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. That man is most quarrelsome of all things, even against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an in itself, that in different ways, in different manners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal ayats, different examples, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through examples we all understand, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us different examples of different things so that we will be able to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.